Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabor. Boudreau moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath bunts towards the mound. Grove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Mack moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Walker reaches second base with a double. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Grimes moves to second. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimes scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bagby moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters juggles the ball. That's an error on Peters. Tabor moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Tabor trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Doerr moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to third. Heath moves to second. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desodles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Desodles moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Desautels moves to third. 2 outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. 1 out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Grove moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Finney reaches second base with a double. Grove scores. DiMaggio scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams is walked intentionally. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Fox reaches second base with a double. Finney scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball towards left. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Williams scores. Fox scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Clint Brown now pitching. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-4 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.